Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey yo, and welcome to Wednesday, May 31st. Hi, Tori.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We're electrified and energized yet once again, just for you. Or maybe I should just speak for myself,
yes.
Tori.
No, I'm energized.
Are you energized
Very
this morning?
Much.
Good. What time do you usually get up in the morning?
8:30.
I know. I'm about 8:15, 8:30.
Yeah.
And so that's not too early, right?
No.
I mean, we can't complain. Some people have to get up at 5 and 6 in the morning.
We're doing great.
Yeah. I'm not complaining, folks. Not at all. So a lot going on. We don't have any guests today. Yesterday, we had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
With Jim Christina and Russ Avison. If you guys missed the show, you should check it out from yesterday. They're good friends. They're hosts here at the station. And I like to meet good people.
Me too.
And smart
it
people.
It felt like a good know? Energy in the room.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always attracted to really smart people.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's a good thing, right? Because you can always learn from people.
Yeah. I think it's a smart idea. That's how you get all your... And people don't do that anymore because they're on their phones, but conversation can be like the basis for learning so many things.
Yeah. You got to lower this so I can see your eyes.
Oh, there you
go. I'm talking to the thing. No, just lower this thing.
Oh.
No, just this.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
The pop blocker.
The pop blocker.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's hard to talk to a screen, you know.
A lot of people do it these days.
Yeah. You know, some radio stations, I don't know if you've seen, like, sometimes the inside of other radio shows, but they don't even look at each other sometimes.
Oh, really?
You know? They're facing different ways.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's how it is these days.
Right. You know, but that maybe that's the old radio. Today, folks, we try to make it a conversation and then just not just talking at the listeners, you know.
Definitely.
So, yeah, a lot going on. Well, we can get to all the Trump shenanigans here. But do you remember Mary Kay Letourneau? She was a teacher.
Oh, yeah, they're separating, right?
Right,
yes.
Right. So for those who don't remember this, she was a teacher. She was 34 years old, married, and the mother of four. In 1996 in Seattle, she began an affair with her 13-year-old student, 34 and 13. So she got 7.5 years in jail, and when she got out, they got married. Now they have, so they have two kids now. Oh, she got pregnant from him before she went to jail. So then she goes to jail. I'm just thinking, what the hell is the husband thinking, you know?
Well, and then I've seen a Barbara Walters interview with them, and the whole time I was like, I don't get this relationship at all.
Wow.
But I never get teachers that are like into their students.
Right, right.
I never get
that. Especially that young.
Yeah, I mean, or men who are interested in like prepubescent girls. I never get that either.
I know. I mean, who wants, you know, I mean, you're an adult, you know, and the thing is if you don't, I think you haven't grown up if you have this attraction to kids.
Or you got a problem.
You know?
Yeah.
But usually you don't see it with women. And that was amazing that, you know, who knows? Maybe they're like soulmates or something, you know?
Doesn't seem to be because they are separating very
quickly.
Well,
they're separating now. That doesn't mean they're not soulmates, you know? Sometimes soulmate is not the one you get along with the best, you
That's
know?
That's true.
They might be here to teach you a lesson. I don't know. But at any rate, they are. So she was in jail for 7.5 years.
Yeah.
Man, that's a big deal.
And now where does she go?
So he filed for divorce now.
Yeah.
Let's see. According, so if they were married for 10 years and she was in jail for 7 years, that's 17 plus 13. So he's 30 now.
Yeah, he's like 33. She's 56,
something like that.
Yeah, right? Which isn't crazy. That now 56 and 35 isn't insane, but it's just like their background.
Right. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty. It's a big deal, you know.
Yeah, but you see guys doing that with women all the time. Like a 56-year-old, 35-year-old woman isn't crazy. But it's the whole thing that he was 13 when it started.
Yeah,
you know.
I know. Yeah. So, now get this. I mean, this guy is like in the French Open.
Yeah, I saw this.
You saw this?
Yeah.
Playing tennis, and he lost. So he goes and gropes a reporter. and tries to kiss her.
Yeah, so he loses. It's a Frenchman, and he goes up to a reporter, and over, it's not just one time or like a move. He puts his arm around her. He aggressively like pulls her in for a kiss. Yeah, he kisses her. She constantly is like, get the hell away from me.
Trying to get away
from and it's like on and on for like minutes, like 5 minutes at a time. Anyway, he has been suspended from the 2017 tour, as he should be, for groping this woman on national TV.
Yeah.
And she was clearly like, please, please stop.
I mean, I can't imagine how terrible it felt for her.
Yeah, especially because you're live and you're trying to like be friendly with the guy. Exactly. But
she says if it hadn't been live, I would have punched him.
I would have kicked him in the groin. 100% I would have kicked him in the groin.
What a piece of shit.
But
man.
Yeah, that's what, you know.
The way guys, that's just reflective of the way that some men look at women, you know? I mean, if you didn't look at her as some kind of position or an object, you wouldn't do that.
Right. And also, I mean, and I hate that I bring this up, but again, back to the whole Trump thing where he's like, when you're rich and you're famous, you can grab them by the pussy. You can do whatever they want. That's the feeling of this guy had that was like, I'm in the French Open. I'm a tennis player. I can do whatever I want. Right. And it's like, you can't.
Right.
So
right.
That's why just this philosophy's got to go.
I know. All this power trip that they get on.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, for instance, like the guy who got body slammed. Because he's donating his broken glasses. You know that guy broke his glasses in Montana?
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, we talked about it in Montana when the guy body slammed the journalist.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so he broke his glasses. So he's donating those glasses to the museum in D.C. Uh-huh. And it's going to show an escalation of violence against the press.
Really?
And it's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, but now we have sort of like a well, not sort of, but let's say representation of violence with Kathy Griffith. What do you think about that?
Oh, God, it was terrible. I can't believe she did that.
I don't care how much you hate Trump, but
it's a dumb
idea. You can't possibly.
You ruin everything the left has worked for when you do that.
Right?
You just ruin it. Now we all look like crazy people.
I know.
That, I mean, she apologized immediately, but
she
too
apologized.
Late.
But why
too
do you why did you do it in the first place?
It was don't so stupid. She's trying to call out. She's trying to get on air. She's trying to get time
and attention. I mean, because this took a lot of thinking on her part.
Oh, there was a whole photo shoot for it. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if she knew it would go public because she was doing it with a friend who's a photographer making like political art. But man, what a dumb idea that is. You don't ever do that. You just don't do that. No matter what.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
For those of you who haven't seen this, you know, because not everybody's in social media and stuff. Well, I don't know who isn't, but some people may not be. And there was a picture of Kathy Griffith holding a head that looks like Donald Trump, full of blood, as though it's been chopped off.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody found that tasteful.
No.
Even
Kathy Griffin was like, I know I crossed the line. It's not funny. I get it. But she just created a lot of career suicide just now.
Yeah. She did. Yeah. You know, I don't know how she's going to come out of this one. But even Chelsea Clinton tweeted about this.
You can't joke about that violence like that. And that's why when you talk about violence, you have to be careful. When you're in a public position, you can't talk like that. You can't speak like that. Well, she can't either, you know? She shouldn't either. Any joking about killing the president, I mean, that's just awful.
Right. You see, and the thing is, I guess there are laws if you threaten the president, right? Mm-hmm. His well-being or his life and so forth.
Like, she'll be I promise you anything, she will be getting a visit from the FBI. Promise you.
Right.
Even if it's just to say we visited her, if you threaten that, they will have you on record, and if it becomes a public thing, you will be visited.
Yeah, I mean, this is like incitement.
I mean, even when Trump incited trying to, like, take out Hillary, he was visited by Secret Service. During the campaign.
Oh, when he said, okay, wow.
So it's not a joke. No one takes this as a joking matter.
Yeah. I know. But, especially during these times right now, this doesn't help people.
No, and it doesn't help our cause, who's trying to, let's say, impeach Trump for actual things.
Right.
This makes us look like crazy lunatics.
Right.
Which just sucks.
And that's what I mean. You see, in every party, you have those people. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, the GOP right now, they all look like fucking lunatics, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Joe Scarborough, who is a Republican and was a congressman, was on Morning Joe and was like, the GOP is going straight to hell. That's what he said.
Yeah. You know? I mean, he just said straight to hell. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. So it's been, and today Trump announced that he is pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord.
He is pulling out.
So we are not. We are the only country, along with Nicaragua and Syria, that are not joining the world in the new climate change accord. Mm. So,
But this, so why is the headline saying if Trump leaves Paris?
It's scooped. It got scooped on Twitter.
Okay, so it's new now. Mm-hmm. It just happened. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now explain to us why he did that. It's very unusual.
Two words, I mean, Steve Bannon. this is to pacify his base that doesn't believe in climate change and to show them that he's willing to stand up to European countries in a sort of American nationalistic way. Right. I got to be honest with you, Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, I can make fun of them. They all disagree with this decision.
Yeah.
They pushed him very hard to continue and be part of the Paris climate change.
Yeah,
it is going to look us look back and at the U.S. and it's going to make us look like a laughing stock.
Right.
And he
not this is the first time
not the first time but this is outrageous when Syria is and Nicaragua are your only two countries out of 150 I mean something's wrong so it's
yeah
a terrible,
you wonder if there's anybody left who doesn't believe that the climate is
well and when it becomes too hot for his Mar-a-Lago estates and they all go underwater I hope they do because he will have that problem seriously he will so shame on him for this because this is a this is for his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren and for all of our ancestors coming up and our past this is for them and our future generations joining this would have made a change and join us in a worldly alliance and he just backed out
he backed out because I think he just wants to keep showing people it's America first
it's I have a bigger dick than you
right
I have a bigger dick than you he's
yeah, and this
12
is what
years
I
old
promised and we're better
but and what he's doing is harming so much of America and the coal miners and all those that voted for him he's putting us to shame now that we are no longer going to be making these all it was improvements towards clean coal, clean air, clean gas.
Right.
It was
like,
nothing bad about it.
With that,
right. Like, name me something about it. And he was like, well, he and Steve Bannon have a particular nationalistic viewpoint of America, meaning, and it's different. Some people have this, some people don't. Meaning, I'm not part of the world. I'm America first. Make America great again. I'm first. Obama and other presidents, their philosophy is we're all in this together. I tend to believe that's a better way of going about it because it's one planet. He thinks America first is the way to go, and that's why he's pulled out of alliances.
Right, right. Well, you know, I mean, that's something to debate.
Yeah, it's just a philosophy.
If we go back to Obama
totally.
And stuff. But with Trump, I have to agree. You know, I mean, I don't think he's got a good reason other than some personal shit to go that way.
He's just
way.
So under... He's so underqualified for this job.
He's set to change everything.
Yeah, I know. I know. And to tell the Paris Climate Agreement, I'll tell you in 2 days, like it's some kind of fucking game show of whether or not I pull out, like he's holding for ratings.
Right, right.
No, you don't joke around with this stuff. So
he's alienated a lot of people.
Yeah, Angela Merkel went on outspoken and said, we can no longer trust the U.S. We can't really work with the U.S. anymore. I saw that when in... a NATO conference, and that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
We you know that after the World War II, the peace that we've created with Europe is extremely important.
Right, right.
Especially and against Russia and those people that are out there.
Yeah.
So to do this is just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, and isolationism didn't work for us before.
Right, that's the philosophy, right? Like the Marshall Plan versus like we all are part of something. Like, is it isolationist or not? Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It just seems that we're presented with frigging extremes. You know, I feel the previous generation administration, this administration, like two different extremes. You know, I want somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, I want somewhere where there is American exceptionalism is still. You know, something to be proud of, to feel that we are great.
Sure.
We're not, you know, we're not the only ones. We're not better than anyone, but we are special in a way.
Right. And when he said the American dream is dead during his campaign, that should have told you something, that his thinking is that there is no American exceptionalism anymore. Mm-hmm. There is. That's what's so
weird. I think
he
took it to the extreme.
He took it to the extreme. And to be honest, whether or not you like Obama, and that's up to you, he was more of a compromising figure in terms of he always tried to keep things in the middle. People argue, I argue against him in that way because I think he didn't do enough.
Yeah.
But he liked to keep balance. He always likes to keep balance. Now you see someone who's an extreme, it doesn't work.
Mm.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, where you see balance, I didn't.
Right, exactly, totally. But now we see, we can agree on like this one is way out of control.
No, I do.
Totally.
I do. I mean, it's extreme.
Compared to him, he was, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, then about his stupid tweet, right?
Oh my God, Cub Fafé.
Yeah, everybody's already made every meme in the book about coffee.
I have so many.
Shit, right?
It's so funny. But it's just so weird. Because the White House didn't take it down.
Yeah.
It's still up.
It's still up?
Yeah, it was up. It was up last night. It was up for at least 2 hours after he had, what he had written is, yeah, after such negative press, COVEFE, and then he stopped and tweeted it. No one knows. I think he meant to write coverage.
Coverage, that's what they're saying. Yeah.
However, he just went to bed and no one seemed to check on it. And 2 hours later, it was still up. So you question the mentality and the, you know, the smarts of our president when that's what's representing us.
Yeah,
he's also, breaking news today, asked several European leaders, including Macron from France, to call him personally on his personal cell phone number.
Yeah.
So he's been giving his personal cell phone number, which is not a secure line,
right,
which is what he was upset about with Hillary. So he's been getting condemnation from GOP people tonight. I'm sorry, today, this morning, saying you can't give out your cell digits
to prime ministers. He probably wanted to come across as friendly to them or something.
Or he wanted to bypass other people. Yeah.
Call me to, so we
can
chat.
It's not your celly. You're the president. You can't be like, who phone? New phone?
Well, at least you can't say it's boring, man. One thing, it's not. This presidency, it's not boring.
No, like Jeb Bush said, he's a chaotic candidate. He'll be a chaotic president. And a lot of this is to get you to forget about that he's being investigated for Russia.
Right.
A lot of this is like, brrr, you won't look over here if I do this over here. You know what I mean?
Misdirection.
Yeah, yeah. He's the best at it. So we all got misdirected as a country.
But then he tweeted after that when he got up in the morning. He says, who can figure out the true meaning of Kafef?
Right. Enjoy. So he's trying somehow to do what you do on SNL when you've done something dumb and you go on SNL and make fun of yourself.
Right, right.
It seems to have been, it might be his thing. It's just not funny.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, we were talking about the Kathy Griffith already. I just wanted to quote what Melania said. She said, as a mother, a wife, and a human being, that photo is very disturbing. When you consider some of the atrocities happening in the world today, a photo opportunity like this is simply wrong and makes you wonder about the mental health of the person who did it.
Man.
So there you go.
It's just funny to bring up mental health in terms of with the word Trump.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just think she's, I don't know. I don't know where she stands. She's just never around.
Yeah.
I'm not asking her to be my first lady.
Yeah. No, I know. I know we already know that.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't, like, anything she says, I'm like, what do you, how credible are you, you know?
No, but I don't know. I kind of find that sexist, you know?
Why?
Because I don't know, you're treating her as though...
She won't even live in the effing White House.
I know.
What first lady won't live in the White House? That's crazy.
I know, but, you know, I think there are a lot of people are... I think a lot of people are after her because she's beautiful and she's like, you know,
I'm after her because she's an immigrant and her husband is against all immigrants. I think that's crazy.
He's against all immigrants.
Okay.
Has he said that?
When he says Mexicans are rapists?
No, but it's not against all immigrants. We were talking about illegal immigrants.
Okay.
Wasn't that what it was about? I don't know. I think I never saw that he was against immigration, you know, and that's why the whole thing
when he said all Mexicans who come over from the border are rapists
but
and
he
drugs.
Say all.
He did. And then he goes, and some of them I hear are good, must be good people.
Right.
After someone was like, you can't say all.
Okay. Did he say all or did you say Mexicans?
Well, I'm saying
Mexicans.
In that particular stance, he says Mexicans, but he's talked about immigration as a whole as something that he doesn't trust immigrants ever.
Right.
And she's an immigrant, so it makes me very upset because it feels hypocritical. Yeah.
But what do you want her to do?
I mean, not marry a racist.
I
as an immigrant herself, it's odd that she's paired with someone. And for an anti-bully, she's always on the anti-bullying campaign. He's pretty much the biggest bully out there.
That's true. Well, maybe she'll leave him one day. Who knows?
Yeah, and the swatting of the hands was the best. Did you see all that?
I saw that.
So Fox News had it on, and they examined the swat, and they said she was just pulling her hand away. And I'm like, Fox, you can't even tell when a woman's saying no. Of course you can't. That was a swat if a woman's ever swatted.
So did that happen more than once? Because I only saw it in Israel. Really?
It happened in Israel, and it happened where she was wearing white. He reached out, and she swatted him. And then Israel, he's standing at the airplane. She's wearing black, and she does her hair like as soon as he touches her fingers.
Right.
So it was like twice in a row in like 2 days, and it's like so obvious.
So, she doesn't want to be there.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's like, blink twice if you're held hostage.
Yeah, right?
But you know, she's gone on Anderson Cooper and said, "I'm fine. I know what I'm doing. I'm not being held hostage. I'm smart." And if you're doing that, then explain yourself, because I'm confused as to how you, as an immigrant, are allowing yourself to be sided with this kind of man. So that's my question for her.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day we'll hear.
I would love that. That would be the best. Yeah. That would be the best.
All right. Well, you know, but I don't know. I'm not talking about you specifically, but I felt that a lot of the remarks they made about her, and they still do, at least on social media, where I see, are pretty sexist, you know? And people are looking at her as a beautiful object, or not beautiful, people look at her as, let's say, pretty, okay, pretty object or something. They don't glamorize it. And then she's taken away that humanity that she has is taken away.
First of all, you know, I would
and,
say
and to judge her based on what her husband does, I think is unfair too.
I base her on choosing a husband. That's her choice, not his choice. That's her choice to marry him. So I blame her for that. Mike, what my thing?
Yeah, but
is,
she may not have known he was like that when she
you don't
him.
You don't. He was literally, when she was pregnant, he was French kissing another woman inside their house. Like, that came out later. So she knows what kind of man Donald Trump is. You don't marry Donald Trump without knowing. But the right was so mean to Michelle Obama for not holding her hand on her heart. They blasted her. This woman won't even live in the White House. And everyone's like, it's sexist. Don't touch her. And it's like, you know what? You gave us so much shit about Michelle Obama. And she was the smartest first lady we've ever had with the most degrees we've ever had. And people gave her so much shit. And it's like, now we touch Melania, and everyone's like, it's sexist. I'm like, no, Melania is a straight up woman who could have had a choice, and she married a racist, chauvinistic pig, and I judge her for that choice.
Okay, well, you weren't there, you don't know what the decision was about, but I don't know. I don't judge her on this, because I don't hold people responsible for what other people do.
But like, you don't then you don't judge a husband or wife for choosing a partner that's like a terrible person?
No, because I don't think that if she had known what she knows now, she probably wouldn't have.
It's Donald Trump. He was shtipping everyone.
He was?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know that.
Donald Trump? He was a womanizer.
No, I know, but not at that point.
At all times. He was in the clubs all over different people all the time. Like, she knows exactly who Donald Trump is.
All right, but being in the clubs doesn't make you a bully and an asshole.
But you don't think that she's overheard business? Anyone within distance, 5 feet of Donald Trump, knows he's a big bully asshole.
Well, I don't know. You don't have any evidence of that. I think it's a lot of assumptions.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
He stiffs a lot of people. He's known to be a bully all in the business world. That's what he likes to represent himself as a bully.
Right.
So I think you know that going into dating Donald Trump, he's known as an aggressive bully business guy. That's what he wants to be known as.
Right. Well, maybe. I think she was naive back then. I think she was probably...
I think that's sexist too. See, that's the problem. That she's naive. She was smart enough to know that this guy is a womanizing.
But why is it sexist? I mean, I could have said that about a guy too.
Right. But she's not. She wasn't naive. She went into this wholeheartedly. She said that.
Wasn't she pretty young? How old was she when they started dating? Do you know?
No idea. But she
said in her 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So she knew.
She wasn't a naive nothing. I mean, she knew exactly what she was doing. So
I sure hope so, but yeah. Well, she's fucked now. Either way you look at it, you know, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, she is, and so is Ivanka. You know, Ivanka. Even if she does this after the presidency, if she wants to do business deals, she wrote on Memorial Day, Jared and I are making champagne popsicles. Did you see the response? My father served 6 tours in Afghanistan and couldn't give a fuck about your champagne popsicle.
On Memorial Day?
Yeah. Hashtag she wrote Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So she just can't read the room, it seems like. She can't get the way Americans aren't. They can't read the room, you know what I mean?
None of them can.
So no. And none she was a very successful businesswoman, multimillionaire.
And I feel she gets a break from many women.
She's becoming less and less. That leash is getting shorter and shorter.
Right, that's
so
true.
That's what I mean. She was a successful multi-million dollar. I bought her shoes. Women I know were like, cool, Ivanka Trump, this woman who's proud of being a business owner and a CEO. After this, Macy's canceled it. Nordstrom's canceled it. She's lost millions. I mean, he's ruined her whole career too.
Right, everybody's.
Yeah.
And his too.
Yeah, and his too, man.
He could have just stayed who he was.
He said to me, he's like, I wish I had just.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what Howard Stern told him in the beginning.
Yeah, he did. He's like, you're not going to like this.
Yeah. He's like, what are you doing? You've got the dream life.
Yeah, I know. And he did.
Yeah.
And no one had to care if he was a bully because he was allowed to be in a business world. You can't do that, be the president. That's right.
That's right. So. And that's a funny thing. You know, I mean, one thing that did not really convince me about him at all was when people would say, oh, but he's a businessman, so he'll be good with the economy.
That's what everyone was
like
voting
automatically,
for.
Automatically, right?
Right.
But that's not the case at all.
Thank you.
That's not the case at all.
U.S. is, in some respects, I understand trying to get away from a politician, quote unquote, and go to more like Mitt Romney business-oriented people. I get that. We need the economy to grow. We need better negotiators. And I understand the people that were interested in Trump as that. But his business, first of all, went bankrupt several times, like six times. It doesn't mean you can be a politician and run the country. It doesn't mean you have tact. You know what I mean?
Right.
Unfortunately.
Right.
So, yeah.
But, you know, also you got to remember people that fail also are people that it means they've tried a lot.
Totally. And I'm not blaming anyone that's gone bankrupt and come back. Like, I'm just saying, if you look at his track record and the lawsuits against how many people and companies that he has stiffed, I mean, he says, I will not pay if I just don't like the job they've done.
Yeah.
That's a shitty businessman. Yeah, I got to be honest. Yeah. He got a zero Yelp review stars from a lot of people. So what's interesting is they're going to the Pennsylvania town that really elected him. You know, it came down to really Pennsylvania and Ohio.
Right.
And they're going to one of the towns that basically switched from Obama to Trump and literally gave him the election. And a lot of people are regretting their decision in this Pennsylvania town.
Sure. Who can friggin' like this?
Yeah.
You know?
It's just so chaotic.
There's only very... I noticed on my Facebook feed, there's only a few very extreme right.
Yeah, you never see like moderately into Trump. You never see like somewhat into it. Yeah,
right. You know, yeah. I mean, it's like people are like, so they're like avid fans, followers, whatever, and they'll find something in everything.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
They'll find something in everything, but somehow they don't convince me much anymore.
It's
too much because you see that it's coming from anger.
Right,
it's coming from.
Right.
It's not coming from a good place.
Right, and you can almost like. I don't know if you guys can feel this, but like even the deep, like George Will, who was just on Andrea Mitchell, this is a deep-hearted conservative all his life, George Will.
Right.
And he was like, this guy's crazy. So it's like you can smell the crazy. You know what I mean? You can even smell it.
Yeah.
So hardcore conservatives can smell it, and nobody likes that.
Right.
So but it's very strange.
Yeah. Wow.
So apparently, my husband said he saw a quote that I have to look into, but something like 43% of Americans are somewhat interested in impeachment processes now.
Oh, really?
So that's a large amount. For our own president.
Well, he's making a lot of records, not good ones.
Not good ones. No,
he's making a lot of records.
No, yeah, and so he's causing a lot of problems. So we'll see what happens. I think it'll be it's an interesting time. It's an embarrassing time, and hopefully the next president will get us back in on the global scale and not a laughing stock. That's what I hope.
I know something's got to happen, but to take another 4 years of this, man.
Yeah, it's just too scary.
It's too scary. There's too much. There's no stability, you know?
Yeah. So this is breaking news. James Comey will plan to testify to that Trump did, in fact, push him to end the FBI probe into an aides Russian ties. So,
wow. Yeah. I wonder if he has any evidence of that.
He does. He's releasing documents later today.
Yeah. Do you think he recorded anything?
Comey wrote a memo of every single Trump interaction.
Right.
So he has a paper trail for every single
thing. But that's his version of things. You know, that's not evidence if you wrote it in your journal.
It's not a journal. It's a confidential like memo on his office paper. So it's like not separate. So it's not seen as hearsay.
So it's
like minutes of a meeting.
Okay.
It's like a transcript of what happened in the meeting.
Right, except it was only the two of them.
In other places, it wasn't, but that's true. It's going to come down to, do you believe Donald Trump, or do you believe...
Right, do you believe Comey.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And Comey, who has a perfect track record, I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's all going downhill, I think, pretty fast. The Russians are coming for everyone, and we're all going to die. Of climate change.
All right, so let's switch to TV shows.
Yay!
All right, let's change the direction a little bit.
All right,
because you keep talking about this and it's pretty depressing.
It's so depressing. What else have you been watching? Leftovers.
So what I've been watching is this. Well, I want to talk about Twin Peaks. We'll get to that in just a moment. But Stranger Things. Have you watched that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I've only watched one and
it's
a half.
Fantastic.
Is it?
It's fantastic.
Because the first one was amazing, and then the second one's kind
of
like,
well, it's a lot of fantasy stuff. It's going to get real thing, really? Real fantasy for you.
Oh, really?
Not, yeah, it's going to get kind of scientific sci-fi fantasy.
Oh, well, that's good.
Good, okay, good.
Yeah, but it's not dragons or fantasy, is it?
Not dragons.
But it's going to be creatures and shit?
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to have some weird parts.
No, I mean,
there's an underworld. There's an underworld.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I better not continue because it... Yeah.
I don't think you are...
Is it like the Hobbit type of thing?
No, but it is... There is a tree in which under the tree is another world, and I'm worried that you're not going to like that part.
Really? What's wrong? So tell me about it. It's, what about that world? What
it's,
is it?
It's like another... It's like an underworld to it. There is like a sci-fi fantasy aspect of it. Right. And you can get to that world by... I don't want to spoil if anyone hasn't seen it,
it's
but you
okay.
can...
Everybody, look, it's everywhere.
Yeah, you know, you can get well to that it. World, and that's where Barb went, the girl.
Right.
Barb went to this underworld. It's called, I think it's the...
Wait.
Upside Down.
What girl? The
redhead.
The bald one?
No, the redhead.
Oh, the redhead, okay. So.
She disappears. She goes to the underworld, and you can find it within this, the roots of a tree that they go to. You can enter into this... Upside down world.
Wow.
So,
but wait a minute. It was a boy that disappeared in the beginning. Wasn't it?
I think it was a girl.
Was it a girl?
She's a girl.
So the group of the four kids, one was a girl?
No, that was a guy. They find that. You'll see. I can't give it all.
Okay, because I'm in the beginning
of it,
obviously.
Yeah, I can't give it away, yeah.
How many episodes are there?
Do you
know?
There's like 13.
Okay, well, I'm not staying around for that many, so you might as well tell me what the hell. So it sounds interesting because the world, the underworld,
yeah.
sounds something like Brave New World. Do you remember that story with, there's like other... creatures that live under the ground.
Yeah, it's like a lot of fantasy.
Right.
Oh, it's eight episodes.
Well, maybe I can handle that, but
and 9 episodes will be released in 2017. They're coming back with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I want to know who that bald girl was that came out of.
She's the whole star.
She's a star.
Yes.
Okay.
The bald girl's the whole star.
Okay.
Yes.
So maybe I'll continue watching.
She's great. The actors are fantastic. It's like if...
Yeah, right?
It's like if Steven Spielberg directed a Stephen King movie, a book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's exactly how you should see it.
Wow.
It's like E.T. meets Stephen King. It's like yeah. 80s kids in a Stephen King novel.
Yeah. I envy you for being able to watch all these shows because, I mean, they all sound great.
Yeah. You just can't get into it, huh?
I just don't have the time,
yeah.
you know? I mean, I can't, like I told you, I can't sit more than half an hour. So how fast can I watch anything, you know?
Can you get back up after half an hour, come back?
No, but it's usually late at night.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's right before I go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm tired by then, you know?
Yeah.
But I got to figure out a different way to do it. But there are a lot of shows I'd like to watch.
Yeah, like I'm watching The Leftovers right now and I'm... Enthralled.
Really?
Enthralled. But I like that kind of weird. It's almost like Lost. It's another Damon Lindelof. It reminds you of Lost a lot, where it's just like,
really?
What is going on?
Wow.
And it's great acting.
A lot of shows are what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and
right?
It's like, if you want to be part of pop culture today, you have to binge these shows to like
really
keep up.
To know what's going on.
Exactly.
There's just way too many.
Like, you don't get the Lego waffle jokes that came out like 5 months ago about the show Stranger Things, and you
right.
will as soon as you watch the show.
The Lego waffles,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I will.
Lego my Egos, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Lego my Ego, I know that commercial.
Oh, no, it's in Stranger
it's
Things.
Something else?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll see the waffles make a big return. Because it takes place in the 80s, you know, so.
Oh,
yeah.
God, you're making me want to watch all of them. Now, I wanted to get into one show, because I heard there's a few about time travel.
Mm-hmm.
There's Travelers, right? Which I started watching Travelers.
Oh, I've never
Have you
heard
seen
of that.
That one?
No.
When someone dies, they slip into their body. But they come from different times.
Oh, wow.
It's something like weird like that, but it was pretty cool. But I heard they canceled it or something.
Are you talking about Timeless?
Am I talking about Timeless?
Yeah.
No, because I'm talking
about... They just
about
canceled it? That's that one.
Okay, that's that one. But I was going to bring that one next.
Oh, yeah.
Is Timeless good?
People, whoever watches it, loves it. The critics didn't like it, and they canceled it, and then they're bringing it back because of demand.
Oh, okay. So it's probably pretty good. Then I want to.
I like
it.
The lead in it is someone who I really like from Rectify, Abigail Spencer. So I like her a lot. She's a great actress.
Yeah.
And it's like Quantum Leap. They go back in time in a time machine. It's just like Quantum Leap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which was great.
You see, you remember a time machine from Quantum Leap? I remember one from the time tunnel in the 70s.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is, right?
No.
Well, the scientists built this tunnel where if they just go in it, they start going into different times.
It's, so, just, it's like what everyone has made. Yeah, right. There's always like a wormhole or a tunnel. Or
exactly.
Always,
you know, yeah. They always travel from one to the other. They never get to come back home.
Right.
And they travel like that's to the Wild West.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's what Timeless is events, just like right? that. Big events, just like this.
Really?
You would like Timeless.
So I would like Timeless. Yeah, you would. I want to watch it. It's all new versions of old shows.
That's it really is. We're all just making them all over again.
Exactly.
CNN just reported they've cut ties with Kathy Griffin for their New Year's Eve.
Oh, good. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, they just cut ties.
Wow.
So they will be not having her back with Anderson Cooper, which was her big thing now.
Right.
She had nothing else. So
that's true. And now what's going to happen is watch in a few years, she's going to come back and
it was
maybe
a, such
not even
a bad
a few
decision.
Years, you know.
This was a bad decision.
Yeah, but people will take her back just like they do everybody, you know, it seems. You know, people go away, they come back.
Yeah. I always thought, like, if Michael Vick can come back after,
yeah,
like,
right?
what we saw with the dogs,
that's what I was
anyone
thinking.
Can come back
right.
after he gave that shitty apology.
I know.
Yeah. But this is a big deal for her. This was not a smart move.
Yeah, yeah. Tiger Woods also made a comeback, right, after that.
Yeah, so this is kind of upsetting, too, because we had hoped he, after the incident with Elin where he smashed...
Yeah,
the whole
SUV
of the car and yeah, the TV, that was really bad. He tried to make a comeback, but the golf wasn't really still there.
Right.
And then this happened with right. the pain meds, so it's just not looking good for him.
Right, right. Robert Downey Jr., remember, he was like...
He made a huge comeback.
Everybody said, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
He went to straight up prison.
Right.
He was not in like jail, celebrity jail. That man went to straight up hard time. Things happen in prison for him. And now he is the Iron Man.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
So we are a very forgiving country. We like second chances. This country really loves second chances. The
right.
underdog coming back. Britney Spears made a comeback.
Right, right.
And it's not hard for a celebrity to apologize truthfully and be accepted back. That's something
right.
we've seen over and over again.
That's true.
I don't know if Trump will ever be able to do that. But you see, like, even George W. Bush. I protested George W. Bush. I drove 8 hours to D.C. to protest. And now I'm like, what a delightful painter. He's turned into this really nice guy. He's hanging out with Bono. So
not that he's not a threat to not you. That,
and he shouldn't have been. He's a simple little man who wants to just paint his little pictures. But, you know, you see these things where we like second chances. We really do.
We do. And she didn't kill anybody or anything.
No, but that
know,
was... But, I don't know if you could...
But it's fresh.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's fresh in our minds. It's, it's going to last.
It's like while. When you saw Kramer from Seinfeld. Remember Michael Richards?
Right.
He gave that whole crazy stand-up and he went into this racist rant.
Right,
and someone
right.
happened to be recording it on video.
Right.
You don't come back that easily from that.
No,
he hasn't come back from that.
Right.
So
I know. And... I can't imagine what she was thinking and anybody around her.
She must have thought it was an art piece.
Taking a picture like that.
I know. Hey, I agree with you, and I'm someone who doesn't like censorship,
really?
And I'm still like, that's not art. I agree completely with you. It was just totally over the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm someone that is could not be more of a First Amendment speaker. I agree it was just too much.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, hey, and I'm the last person to say that. So if you get me to say it, you win this argument. Too much. Because it didn't say anything other than ruin our side. It just made us look like shit.
Right.
Yeah. You aren't saying anything. You're just being a bigger bully.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really dumb of her. Career suicide, I might say. And to be honest, I really like Kathy Griffin and her style. I'm
right.
a lot like her when I do stand up. I do fast stories. I'm like with the audience. Like, you guys, listen up. I'm a lot like her style. So this is such a shame to see.
Yeah. Huh?
You know?
You're kind of disappointed in her.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's disappointed in her. Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
How people make such mistakes. How people do crazy shit like this. It's like anything you do in life, stop for a moment and think about it. Think of the consequences. Think, what am I going to gain from this? You know, how is this going to benefit me? And that includes everything, even when you argue with your spouse, whatever, before you say anything.
Think.
Think.
Yeah.
You know, stop and think because the mind is so fast.
And I agree. They call it the monkey mind. It moves very quickly.
Right.
And you can have a monkey say some really dumb shit if you don't think about it.
Yeah.
Training the mind is all about what you study in Buddhism. And it's because the rest of your life, you have to work on that because it's a busy, busy mind.
And it's the fastest thing in the universe. You know, I mean, even the speed of light, this is fast. Thought is faster than the speed of light.
It's crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's amazing. And you need to really pay attention to that, I think.
And just so you guys know, an update to Squatty Potty has dumped Kathy Griffin. Squatty Potty is a toilet bowl that helps you squat.
It lifts your feet
or something. And so she was their spokesperson, which we're all joking around, but that's probably millions of dollars right there.
Yes. No, they advertise on Howard Stern all the time.
Yeah, well, she's just been fired.
Yeah?
From that as well.
Okay. Well, no Squatty Potty for her. They sure got a lot of exposure now.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, actually, good for them. Right? You're absolutely right. They did a nice job.
Like, how many people knew about this? You know,
That's true.
I'm sure they don't put it on mainstream shows.
It was on Shark Tank.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you're right. Now it's going to get worldwide coverage. Great. That's a great thought. Also, interesting news. Lebanon is not showing Wonder Woman in their theaters because she is Israeli.
Yes, the main character is Israeli.
Yeah,
and in Beirut, yeah, in Lebanon, they won't show
that. That is crazy.
But that just shows you, okay, the attitude of Arabs toward Israelis and Jews.
That's crazy.
But we've had to weather this.
I know.
You know?
And it's like,
everybody boycotts you.
But what do I say? Pop culture is when people finally realize things. And it's when they won't show freaking Wonder Woman that your average Joe is like, whoa, it needed to be here, right? For you to be like, that's racist and awful.
Right.
So this is not smart. Right.
But you know what? The Olympics also, the Egyptian guy didn't shake the Israeli athlete's hand.
Yeah. It's just a constant.
You know, and it happens all the time. You know how many Olympics.
Disrespect. Just disrespect all over the place.
I mean, in history, many Arab countries have boycotted certain events because Israelis were there.
That's insane.
Right? So that's hatred for you.
Yeah,
that is. There's nothing you can do. And that's why I'm saying, you know, when you get to the Middle Eastern problem, the reason I can say with certainty, with 100% certainty, it will never be resolved, it's because it's not about land.
It's hatred.
Because it's about the fact, look, even if you go to the Palestinians Abbas, mm-hmm. okay? If he decides, okay, we're going to split the way Israel wants, right? He still has Hamas to worry about. And in their constitution, it says Israel has to be annihilated, okay?
Yeah, there's not a win-win here.
No, so it's never going to change.
Right.
So these people don't want to do peace with you. They're not willing to do anything until they see you disappear. So that's what I'm saying. It's never going
to
happen.
Right, and to think that Jared Kushner, a 36-year-old that's done nothing with his life, is going to somehow fix the Middle East?
Yeah, right.
That's insane.
Yeah, just because he's Jewish.
He's 36 and he's done nothing but like find an office close to daddy? That's it?
Right.
How is he supposed to do this?
No.
It's so bizarre. And I literally was friends with Sandy Berger and his son, and that's a national security advisor during Clinton. I'm friends with people like Aaron Miller and people that deal with Seeds of Peace, who deal with Arab and Israeli conflict in D.C. These people have studied, have masters, have PhDs in it,
right.
And they can't do it.
Yeah.
So to think that the hubris of just being like, my son-in-law can do it, he's a Jew,
yeah.
I think that's just outrageous.
No, that's intractable situation. It's never going to happen. And that's why there has to be the balance there or Israel disappears.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. So
did you see what he said when he went to Israel, Trump?
Trump?
How he was like, I was just in the Middle East.
Right.
And when he was in Israel, he goes, I just came from the Middle East. And mm-hmm. if you guys don't know, Israel is in the Middle East.
Right.
And if they pan to the left and one of his spokesperson just rubs his head and shakes his head into his hands.
Wow.
He was like, God, you're in the Middle East right now, you idiot. Right. Telling Israelis he's just come back from the Middle East. You're in the Middle East. Oh my God.
Oh, he told the Israelis that?
In the Israeli, like,
are
in the
serious?
Big thing, goes, well, things have been good. I've just come back from a trip to the Middle East. And they all look at him, and you see a face palm by his aide to the left going, you're in the Middle East right now. That's scary. If you don't know the geography, that's terrifying.
It is. Yeah. It really is, you know. But so imagine having to deal with a world that's against you like that.
Yeah.
That's probably how Kathy Griffith feels today. Well, the whole world is against her.
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John battling breast cancer once again.
Yeah, she's got another diagnosis.
How sad is that? She's 68 years old.
She looks fantastic.
She still does, right?
She's so cute. I love that woman.
She's amazing. She battled breast cancer originally in 1992.
Yeah.
So you would think at that point, you know, God, I got rid of this. I'm good for the rest of my life.
Right.
I had my battle already, right?
Right, but you're always worried with any kind of cancer. You always have that in the back of your head. It's going to remission it, or it comes back.
Come
yeah,
back.
Always. Always. You can't never breathe easy, it feels like.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's really scary.
I mean, this is like you're talking about, what, 30 years later, 20 years
later? Yeah, but like good for her to have it free for all that time. And then, I mean, it just, it's a, now there are these new findings that this like endangered dinosaur lizard has some super bug, they're finding some big things with animals and their genetic code that help with cancer stuff. So I'm going to get into it and talk to you about the show. It's fascinating, but it's this endangered like Komodo dragon in Indonesia. They found its genetic chromosomes can stop cancer cells. So I'll find out more. Don't worry. I know that sounds like I just made a whole dragon story up, but I'll tell you more when I read more. But
no,
they're
but
just
it
coming
makes sense.
Out.
Maybe
yeah,
it's
and it kills cancer cells without harming anything else. So they're looking into it. But I'll give you more information.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
It sounds too perfect to be true.
I know
though.
It's like going to be this weird dragon that's going to save everyone.
Right.
I know.
Or something that only treats cancer. You
right.
Know?
It doesn't harm you with radiation and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, maybe it was just put there for millions of years until we finally found it in 2017.
I mean, that's what I always feel like the answer is right there. Do you know what I mean? That's the hard part about like solving AIDS, solving cancer. It could be right there. And you never know, like polio. Dr. Jonas Salk found the answer and gave polio vaccine for free. He gave it to everyone so no one would have to pay for it and save the world.
Yes.
So it's like people can do it. It's insane to me when that happens.
Yeah, yeah. No, and it'll happen. You know, I mean, along with the negative shit that's going to happen, people are going to have better medicine and things
technology,
like that.
Technology, absolutely.
But I'm just thinking how we're prolonging people's lives
right,
now.
For what?
For what?
For right. I know.
You know.
For hotter summers, more storms. No,
right. No, but
I'm so dead in the world. No, I know. I mean, I agree.
But you look at all people that are terminal or whatever, and you know they're destined for death and stuff. Why are we prolonging their lives?
Right.
You know,
and some people, their aim is to live live forever.
Right.
I myself would want to die with dignity.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and that's what I'm saying. So I look at my dad now and I'm saying, you know, everybody that looks at the point where people have to assist you and go into the bathroom, like you don't want to be alive there anymore. But what are you going to do? Kill the person? He enjoys life
still. Of course. But I think if someone is terminally ill and wants to die, I don't understand how you can't have a right to do that. Yeah.
Right. But at what point do you decide if it's okay for you to die legally or not? At what point is it okay? You know, I mean, for him, let's say in his situation, because essentially Robin Williams killed himself because he didn't want to be in the situation
100%?
My dad is in.
100%.
Right? So the thing is, what do you do? You know, what do you
Well,
do?
A lot of people say you don't put laws on my body. It just, it's none of your business.
Right. But what if you just say, okay, so don't give me any medication anymore and I just go, right? Because the medication keeps them alive, too.
And that's what people do. I mean, when you see in Oregon and Washington, when there is the right to end your life laws, they just either go off their medicine.
Right.
Like one woman had cancer and she's like, well, I'm just going to travel the world for the last year that I have. And in some respects, it's a really great way of going out.
Yeah, no, that's true. But at the same time, I think also when you're in that position, I can't imagine my dad at this point saying, you know what, I don't want to be alive.
Exactly.
He's not depressed.
Exactly. Like there's also something like, I want to live.
Exactly.
100%.
We have that when
totally.
We're born. Every
exactly.
living thing.
And when a living thing feels that it's ready to die, I don't understand taking away that choice.
That's true.
Because, and that's like saying to me, you can't get an this goes into a whole thing with abortion, but like telling me what I can do with my body, there's a whole thing on like, how do you get a right to my body? Do you know what I mean?
Right. No, I do.
So it's
I
a
do.
Hard it's a hard line for people to do.
I think it's enough it's a tough enough decision to make even without
exactly
figuring if it's legal or
exactly
not.
Like that's a personal thing that isn't easy to make. Why do I need to then think if this is legal or not?
Right.
So and that's what you know states like Oregon and Washington have agreed that this is your body politic, and in your body politic you are allowed to live your life in your own pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And by the Constitution, that if that means dying, that's dying.
Exactly. and if it's and if somehow in the scheme of things it's you created sort of a electric short in your life, and in your destiny, you'll come back and do it over again.
You'll be a beetle. You'll be the Kokomoto dragon.
Exactly. You'll come back as a fucking rock. Imagine that.
Right?
But no, I don't promote suicide at all. I've been depressed. I've felt suicidal ideation. I know what it's like. Mm-hmm. But don't do it, man. Don't fucking do it, because there's always a way out. If you're that depressed, there's a way out.
There's a hotline to call just to speak to someone if you're in that way.
Right.
And you should not be embarrassed at all. And I'm only speaking to people who are really wanting to die with dignity of some terminal illness and are in tremendous amount of pain. I'm not talking about anyone.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But if you're just depressed because you're not paying the bills,
it's not worth it.
No, that's
I just saw, Sam, something you would love. An African-American man was on a bridge going to commit suicide, and a policeman, this was many years ago, came over and stopped him by talking to him for over like 3 or 4 hours.
Wow.
On the bridge. And he just sat up there. I think it was last week that man gave that officer an award for community service and for being such a good officer. And he was the one giving the award, the guy from the bridge. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's cool. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're totally out of time.
We ended on a good note.
Always. Always on a good note, folks. This is where you have to feel good.
We try.
Yeah. By tomorrow, we'll have some more great news. So thank you, everybody. Tori, thank you.
Anytime.
As always, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.